end, we celebrate that it is the Lamb of God who is worthy. And we remember that on the night that Jesus was betrayed, he gathered together with his friends in order to feast together. And on that night, he took bread, gave thanks, and gave it to his followers, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And then after supper, he took the cup, once again giving thanks, and gave it to all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people. Do this in remembrance of me." So every time we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the salvation of the Lord. We proclaim the glory of the Lamb that is on the throne, the faithfulness of the one who is and was and is to come. Let us pray. Bless this feast, O God. Send your Holy Spirit to awaken your presence within us through the bread and the cup that we share together. Amen. Let's join together in our unison blessing. This is the bread of heaven given for us. Take and eat. Join with me in our unison blessing for the cup. This is the cup of salvation given for us. Friends, join with me in prayer. Holy, holy God, heaven and earth are filled with your glory. We pray in thanksgiving for this feast that you have prepared for us, that you have welcomed us into. May it become in us life and hope and peace. May it nourish us in the ways of justice. May it fill us with the Spirit who unites us with one another and with you. Thank you, God, for a vision of your table, your celebration, your victory. Give us the courage to live in the ways of sacrificial love that this one who is worthy of our praise shows us. Help us embrace the mystery of Christ who lived, Christ who died, and Christ who will come again. May we continue to be surprised and transformed as we look for the Lion of Judah and behold the Lamb. Holy God, our great and mighty Lord, keep your promises to dwell with us, to make your home among us. Help us to recognize your presence in real and tangible ways as we pray alongside those whom we love. We pray for Corey and for his family, especially for his father, Tim, who was recently diagnosed with cancer. May they feel your love and ours every step of the way. We pray for Paul's granddaughter, Riley, who's in the 8th grade and has an unknown virus that is causing difficult health concerns. Take care of her, God. We pray for Kim as she cares for her mother post-surgery. Give her peace, patience, and strength. For Gene at the Woodlands, facing difficult decisions in the midst of declining health, may he approach this stage of life with grace and kindness. For all those who are living with cancer and cancer treatments, may they each find strength and hope and a sense of caring surrounding them. And for all those who have pains that are too tender to share, we trust the sighs and tears that are too deep for words. We trust that they are in and of themselves prayers. We lift up alongside siblings the family of Donald Miller, who passed away on Saturday at the age of 88 after a long battle with cancer. We pray for his wife of 65 years, for his children and his grandchildren, during this time of mourning. We pray for Joan Williams in hospice care at the Oaks, also for her husband, Willie, and daughter, Susan, as they walk faithfully beside her. May they all feel the love, peace, and comfort of God, you, God Almighty. We pray along someone who is asking for patience and peace, alongside a sick sister-in-law and a caring brother. Madison asks for prayer. It is both praise and difficulty mixed together in the midst of a custody battle in her family that is causing stress and anxiety in this holiday season, and yet has also provided an opportunity for extra quality time and snuggles with her 4-month-old niece, for which she is grateful. We pray for a brother-in-law, Jerry, who will have a heart catheterization on Tuesday, and for baby Waylon on his journey this next week, where he faces a biopsy for a tumor on his liver. We pray for a relative, Joe, and we pray for a woman, Cindy, and her family. Cindy passed away this week. And so we ask for prayers of comfort and peace and presence. We pray in gratitude on this week of giving thanks. Gratitude for our Stone Church community, for the ways we share Christ's love with one another and the world, and the ways we continue to grow into that calling with new dreams, new opportunities ever before us. We celebrate alongside Drew as his test came back better than expected, and he will not need surgery right now. We are so thankful and so relieved. We continue to pray for violence in our world, especially for the conflict between Israel and Hamas, for the many innocent ones who suffer in the midst of it. We are grateful for even small seeds of peace in this temporary ceasefire and the release of hostages. May we continue to progress toward peace that leads to wholeness and abundant life for all God's children in all places and in all times. Holy, holy God, continue to make all things new. Let us be part of the renewing. Put us to work. In a world where we could blend in, show us how to stand up and stand out for justice, for love, for nonviolence, for simple living, for community, for our commitment to following in all the ways of Christ. Holy God, who is beyond all praising, make us new. Help us to hold on to what we have seen and heard. Fill us with wonder and awe again and again and again. Fill us with love that is unashamed, with hope that dispels our fears. Through Christ our Lord, we pray. Amen.
Amen. the final visions in Revelation 21 and 22, the culmination of all that has come before, calls to mind a landscape of beauty, nourishment, peace, and presence. Please join with us as we proclaim it with hope.
Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea of chaos was no more.
And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice shouting from the throne, saying,
"See, the home of God is among mortals. God will dwell with them. They will be his peoples, and God himself will be with them and be their God.
God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Death will be no more. Mourning and crying and pain will be no more, for the first things have passed away.
Behold, I make all things new.
I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end."
Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, bright as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb through the middle of the street of the city.
On either side of the river is the tree of life, and the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations.
And the throne of God and of the Lamb will be with them, and his servants will worship him. They shall see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads, and there will be no more night. They need no light of lamp or sun, for the Lord God shall be their light, and they will reign forever and ever.
These words are trustworthy and true. Behold, I am coming soon. Blessed is the one who keeps the words of the prophecy of this book.
Look, God's dwelling is here. God makes God's home with us, and always will. May this promise keep us forever.
Darkness be released. I, John, am the one who heard and saw these things. And when I heard and saw them, I fell down to worship at the feet of the angel who showed them to me. But he said to me, "You must not do that. I am a fellow servant with you and your brothers and sisters, the prophets, and with those who keep the words of this book. Worship God." And he said to me, "Do not seal up the words of the prophecy of this book, for the time is near. Behold, I am coming soon, and my reward is with me. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, and the beginning and the end. It is I, Jesus, who sent my angel to you with the testimony for the churches. The Spirit and the Bride say, 'Come.' And let everyone who hears say, 'Come.' Let everyone who is thirsty come. Let anyone who wishes take the water of life as a gift." The one who testifies to these things says, "Surely I am coming soon." Amen. Come, Lord Jesus.